It's 12:30. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. All precincts have now reported, and Taylorville Republican Rodney Davis appears to have won Illinois' 13th congressional district race by just shy of 1,300 votes. Davis, who's an aide to Congressman John Shimkus, walked away with 47% of the vote compared to David Gill's 46%. Davis says he's in awe of the support he received, and he says he's focused on helping solve the country's economic problems.
We have to address the fiscal cliff. I mean, the bottom line is every single American is going to experience the largest income tax increase in American history if Republicans and Democrats can't come together before the end of the year. And if they don't, I look forward to addressing it in early January once getting sworn in.
Bloomington Democrat David Gill is contesting the results, refusing to concede until every vote is counted. While all precincts have now reported, and Davis appears to have won by 1,287 votes, Gill campaign manager Sherry Greenberg says the campaign is exploring, quote, all the legal options available to ensure there was a full and fair count of every ballot cast. Greenberg in a statement says the campaign is looking at how provisional ballots have impacted the totals. Davis garnered 136,596 votes. Gill received 135,309 votes. Independent candidate John Hartman of Edwardsville finished a distant third. To the delight of public employee unions, Illinois voters rejected a proposed addition to the state constitution. Amanda Vinicky has this report.
Unions trying to protect members' retirement benefits may still have a day of reckoning, but they can take at least temporary solace in the defeat of a proposed constitutional amendment. The measure would have made it tougher for officials to enhance government employees' and teachers' pension benefits. Unions saw it as an infringement on their bargaining rights. They had uncommon allies. Conservatives like the Illinois Policy Institute's Christina Rasmussen were against it, though for different reasons.
Constitutional Amendment 49 is a classic case of fake reform.
Rasmussen says the change would have done nothing to whittle down Illinois' $83 billion pension debt, something that, now that the election's over, legislators are primed to tackle. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
With about 90% of the vote reported on Wednesday morning, the proposed amendment had support from 56% of Illinoisans who voted on the measure, but that fell short of the two criteria needed for passage. The measure needed either 3/5 of Illinoisans who voted on the measure or 50% of the total number of votes cast in Tuesday's election. While nearly 5 million Illinoisans voted in the election, less than 2.5 million voted in favor of the proposed amendment itself. Congressman Joe Donnelly gave Democrats in Indiana something to smile about last night, a U.S. Senate victory. Michael Puente has this report.
Donnelly's upset of Republican Richard Murdoch seemed unthinkable just a few weeks ago, but a controversial comment by Murdoch on rape, abortion, and God in the final Senate debate late last month proved too much for him to overcome. Despite President Obama's unpopularity in Indiana, Donnelly managed to distance himself enough to attract voters. And now he'll take over in the Senate for Richard Lugar, a Republican who's held the seat for 38 years.
The first thing I want to do is hopefully have a chance to talk to Senator Lugar. My passion is jobs. I've been working on a bill, America Works Act, over on the House. I'd like to try to help get that through on the Senate side. And then we obviously have big things ahead in terms of the budget deficit. And so I want to try to be part of the solution on that.
Murdoch told supporters in a concession speech that he won't apologize for standing on his principles. From Indianapolis, I'm Michael Puente.
Last night, a couple of central Illinois lawmakers in the Illinois House of Representatives ran unopposed in their efforts to move to the state Senate. Republican Jason Berrickman of Champaign won the 53rd District Senate race. In March, he defeated Shane Cultra of Onarga in the Republican primary. Even with Berrickman's victory, Democrats still maintain a majority in the Senate, but Berrickman says that's not going to stop him from pushing his ideas of fiscal responsibility.
My party is going to be one that's in the minority. But I think the opinions that I have that we need to right the ship and get Illinois back on track, especially financially, are an opinion that's shared by and large by a majority of the people. And I think there are a number of Democrats that I intend to work with on that as well.
Meanwhile, Chapin Rose of Mahomet won the 51st district race and, like Berrickman, will be moving from the House to the Senate. The Champaign County clerk, auditor, recorder, and circuit clerk have all gone to Republicans, while four GOP candidates are returning to the Champaign County Board. Illinois Public Media's Jeff Bossert has this run-through of local races.
Republican Gordy Holton has been elected for the first time. The county clerk, who was appointed to the position, edged Urbana Democratic Alderman Charlie Smythe 54-45%, or just over 6,000 votes. Katie Blakeman wound up on the ballot this fall after a weighted vote, replacing Rick Winkle, who vacated the primary nomination. Blakeman edged longtime Democratic County Board member Barb Wysocki 51-49%. John Farney edged Democrat George Danos 51-48% in the race for Champaign County Auditor and will replace Tony Fabry, who didn't seek re-election. Recorder of Deeds Barb Frasca held off a challenge by Democrat Deanne Winston. On County Board District 1, Republicans Gary Maxwell and John Jay have won re-election, each earning more than 30% of the vote. Two relative newcomers to the board, Jeff Kibler and Max Mitchell, will represent District 5 after they also held off two Democratic challengers. But District 8 Democrats Michael Richards and Geraldo Rosales held on to their seats. And Democrats will keep the balance of power when the new county board is seated next month with 22 members instead of 27. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media.
Champaign County Clerk Gordy Holton says the process of counting the vote locally went very well for a presidential election. The results from all but three precincts were released by midnight, and Holton says only a broken tabulator kept those from being counted sooner, but they were added 30 minutes later through another machine. Holton's unsuccessful challenger in the county clerk race, Democrat Charlie Smythe, says more than 500 area voters weren't able to vote on the spot during the grace period registration. He encouraged some of them to contact Illinois' attorney general to report voting irregularities. Holton says he saw no evidence of that Tuesday.
Charlie's never communicated with me about any of those, any of those particular cases. I've talked to a number of voters today about the grace period. Everything that we did in Champaign County was absolutely by the letter of the law. I'm happy to talk to the attorney general about it. I'm happy to work with my friends in the legislature on both sides of the aisle to try and improve the law moving forward.
Holton beat Smythe by just more than 6,000 votes, 54-45%. It's a race that Holton thought would be closer. The Vermilion County Board Chairman says he hopes board members will act quickly to explore options for possibly selling or leasing the county nursing home. But Chairman Jim McMahon says he doesn't think the county board has to take action on those options right away. Vermilion County voters approved a referendum permitting the county board to sell the Vermilion Manor nursing home yesterday. Nearly 65% of votes cast were in favor of the question in the county. 58% were in favor in Danville. McMahon says state funding is currently arriving at a sufficient pace for the county to keep up with nursing home expenses, but he says the voters have given the county the go-ahead if funding takes a turn for the worse.
If the state payments become so delinquent that we can't make payroll and can't keep the building open, then we have the ability to sell it, lease it, or whatever it would take to keep it a nursing home. But our main goal here and our promise to the voters was that it will stay a nursing home. It just may not be owned by Vermilion County.
But whatever the Vermilion County Board does in the future about its nursing home, McMahon expects to have less of a say about it. McMahon was reelected to a seat yesterday, but two other Democratic incumbents were forced out by Republican challengers. That change will switch the 14-13 Democratic majority on the Vermilion County Board to a 14-13 Republican majority. You can find more news anytime at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.